A few weeks ago, we had film critic Leonard Maltin on the show, and we asked Leonard for some movie recommendations. We asked him about some movies that may not be on our radar yet, and he mentioned the movie Hustle and Flow, a movie about a pimp who dreams of becoming a hip-hop star.
It's like all my days, I've been hearing this beat in my head, man.
Things don't always come together just because you want them to, all right, man?
Just listen to it. If you ain't feeling it, I'm out your life, okay?
Craig Brewer is the writer and director of Hustle and Flow, and he joins us from Los Angeles, California. Craig, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
Craig, for those of us who have not yet seen Hustle and Flow, give us the quick Cliff's Notes version.
Well, you know, it's about a guy who, you know, back in the day, he used to dream about being a rapper and a producer, and you know, he operates out of this small shotgun house in Memphis, Tennessee, and just one day he kind of is having this crisis because, you know, his father died at around the same age he is currently, and so it's about him kind of getting together with this motley crew of people to build a recording studio in his house, and, you know, it's about the collaboration and creativity that goes into him finally getting to do what he wanted to do when he was 13.
Well described, and congratulations on the success of the movie. Let's spot you up with a clip from your movie and talk about it on the other side. Here it is.
Look at me, man.
Okay,
you laughing, it ain't funny. I'm serious, man.
Okay, I'm with you.
Everybody gotta have a dream, boy. Everybody got to have a dream. You hear me?
We normally don't think of the American dream, Craig, in terms of pimps, but this is a movie, well, is this a movie essentially about the American dream?
Oh, very much so. Very much so. The whole finale, as a matter of fact, the scene you just played with between the actor Ludacris and Terrence Howard takes place on the 4th of July. The whole thing crescendos into this, you know, almost high noon-like face-off between this really successful platinum artist named Skinny Black and our pimp hustler DJ, who has been throughout the whole movie trying to make a demo tape to give to this famous rapper. And so it's very much about the American dream. We modeled it off of very American movies. You know, we I studied Rocky and Saturday Night Fever and Taxi Driver. So, you know, we wanted to create the right complexity with this character and his, you know, hustle to get what he wants.
Now, we've read where Hustle and Flow is based largely on your experience. You and your wife moved to Memphis in the mid-1990s and didn't have much money. Craig, tell us about it.
Well, is it, you know, I mean, the thing about Memphis is that, you know, it makes it easy for you to get by. and sometimes you kind of like, you know, I worked at a bookstore, you know, my wife worked as a seamstress, then she worked as a stripper for about 2 years.
Wow.
And I would write at this bar until she got off work at night. And when we started trying to make our own, like, digital video movies, you know, I had made one movie called The Poor and the Hungry. Which, you know, my wife and I started building sets in our little house and having to quiet down neighbors. And, you know, essentially kind of the street element of Memphis was helping us make an art film. You know, we weren't making something vile, weren't making like something full of action or anything. It was an art movie about car thieves in Memphis. And Hustle and Flow is really about the experiences of my wife and I with about $20,000 of inheritance from my father, who died rather unexpectedly at 49, making this movie. Mm-hmm. And I kind of imbued the same sense of urgency into the lead character in Hustle and Flow that I felt by my father dying at 49 and me being like 24 at the time, thinking my life was half over.
Mm. If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Craig Brewer, the writer and director of the new and critically acclaimed movie Hustle and Flow. Craig, we're a business show. We got to talk money here. How much did the movie cost to finance?
Well, it cost about, we went into the production for about $2.8 million, and then it rose to about $3.5 million after we finished producing it. But you got to remember, the whole arc of this movie is, mm-hmm, that, you know, I went around for at least 3 years trying to get studios to make it, but they kept, you know, saying no, not with this cast or not with you. And eventually John Singleton came into my life, and he's the one that put his house up and financed it out of his own pocket.
Mm. Was that a difficult thing for him?
No, John was very frustrated. You know, there's this myth that Hollywood constantly baits all of their, you know, A-line directors and producers, and that is, you do a big one, and then a studio will let you do something that that's important to you, that you want to do, like a personal project that may be less money. It's a myth. John just did Too Fast, Too Furious for Universal Studios. He made $350 million for the studio on that movie. And no one would even give him, you know, $3 million to make this movie, you know, that he believed was truly commercial. So he was frustrated. He was angry. I think that he felt like, you know, he wasn't being respected. And you know, they're definitely listening to him now.
And you made around $8 million for the opening weekend, so you've already covered your costs. Mm-hmm. What was it like being the writer and director? Really, such a personal expression of yours. A movie. What was it like to track it? Were you sitting there on Friday? Were you, I don't know, hunting out the local theater and encouraging people to go in, or sitting there in front of a computer?
I was just kind of curious about it. I remember going to the ArcLight Theater here in Los Angeles. It was just eating me up, though, because I really wanted to be in Memphis. Because as much as I know that the nation is really embracing this movie, and audiences of all different walks of life are finding that they just find themselves conflicted because they've just fallen in love with these characters, I really wanted to make it for Memphis. It's not an urban movie. It's not a black movie, per se. It's a Memphis movie, you know, and we have a history in our city of music that triumphs in the shadow of obstacles. You know, we've always had these makeshift studios, Stax Records, where Isaac Hayes and Booker T and the MG and Otis Redding recorded out of. That was an abandoned movie theater. You know, Sun Records is an abandoned boarding house, and that's where, like, Johnny Cash, Elvis Presley, and Howlin' Wolf recorded. So we just felt that we were just making something for Memphis. Memphis has gone completely berserk over it. All the theaters are sold out, like, all day, like 2 days in advance, and so I was just kind of bummed that I couldn't be in my city for it.
Sounds like this has fulfilled your American dream.
Yeah, it has. I sometimes have to remind myself that, you know, it's me and my wife having to go next door and ask our neighbors to turn off their, you know, window unit, air conditioning unit, so we could get a good clean sound on our audio when we were making movies for nothing inside our house. So it's nice to know that at least on my next movie, you know, I'll have a, you know, some nice air conditioning and a good caterer.
And Craig Brewer, director and writer of Hustle and Flow, tell me, how do you make your money on this movie? What is the model for that?
In terms of how does the studio make it?
Well, sure. I've always understood that about half or more of the initial week or weeks go to the movie theaters themselves, but I'm wondering how does it all trickle back to you, the guy who really started this whole thing?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, I've kind of got, like, you know, me and Singleton have, like, what our participation in it is. But, I, you know, you got to remember that theaters are really in kind of the real estate business. They're more in the popcorn business. They make a lot of their money off of concessions. And so really why theater owners purchase, you know, they book movies is it's like, well, who's going to come see this? Who's going to get, you know, what movie is going to make people purchase this, you know, $7 to $8 to $10 ticket and buy $8 worth of candy and popcorn. So the way it gets divided down, at least theatrically, kind of varies depending on the deals they have with the theaters. But more and more, we're finding that, and it's sometimes unfortunate that really theatrical releases are something that all studios want to make money off of. But really, it's kind of a more profitable commercial campaign for the DVD.
I was wondering about that. I'm assuming you get some participation in the box office revenues, but do you end up making more money on the DVD?
Well, I know that the studios do. I don't know if I necessarily will, but the thing about DVD is it's just such a big market right now. I mean, it really is. I mean, I know that it's dipped slightly in the last year, and there's all these kind of maneuverings that are happening in Hollywood to see what exactly happened this last summer, because audience attendance are down. So, you know, there is a lot of money to be made in DVD for these pictures.
Craig Brewer, what is your next project?
It's called Black Snake Moan. I start shooting it in another 7 weeks with Sam Jackson, Christina Ricci, and Justin Timberlake back in Memphis, Tennessee.
Is this another Memphis movie?
It's more of a country movie. This is my blues movie. I'm trying to do a different musical genre with each of my films. The first movie that I did was classical. That was that Poor and Hungry movie. Hustle and Flow is my rap movie. And then this next one is about the blues. But it's not your grandpa's blues. I mean, it's not like Mustang Sally. We, you know, we're going to put the sex back into it.
Final question for you, Craig. Hustle and Flow talks a lot about the need to dream. You and I discussed that earlier. Having gone through your experiences, having worked so hard to get this film made and financed, are you buying, selling, or holding the American dream?
Well, I guess right now, more than anything, I'm coming out of the selling of the American dream. But I think it's about time for me to get back into another movie right now, and I think I want to buy back into it. I think the thing that's most important about Hustle and Flow to remember is that, you know, it's a 6-year journey just for me to get it made, and of all coincidences, it's about a movie about people who don't have anything, who just decided to put some energy into an idea. And, you know, not to get too cosmic, but, you know, sometimes that's just the right thing to do. It's like sometimes you just need to put some energy into an idea and things begin to happen.
Mm. Craig Brewer would know. He's the writer and director of Hustle and Flow, showing at theaters around the country. Craig Brewer, thanks for joining us on the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Thank you.
It ain't over for me. No, it ain't over for me. I'ma step my game up and get what's coming to me.
Keep on.
It ain't over for me. No, it ain't over for me.
Keep on.
I'ma step my game up and get what's coming to me.